Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into 2 and 20, an engaging exploration of the private equity landscape, written by Sachin Khajuria. Bringing over 25 years of hands-on experience from the heart of the finance and investment sector, Khajuria, a former partner at Apollo and founder of Achilles Management, offers an unparalleled insider's perspective. 2 and 20 unravels the complexities of private equity, distinguishing it from other investment strategies, with insightful narratives and analyses. This book is designed to enlighten newly minted finance professionals, dreaming of big gains, skeptics questioning the vast wealth of private equity partners, and anyone curious about how these investments impact their retirement funds. Khajuria's authoritative voice and deep dive into the elusive world of private equity shed light on its intricacies, making 2 and 20 a must-read for those looking to understand the unique dynamics of this influential sector. Join us as we uncover the secrets behind the success and controversies of private equity through the lens of a seasoned expert. Two and 20, How the Masters of Private Equity Always Win. Introduction, diving deep into the secretive world of private equity. We all have daydreamed at some point, buoyed by the enchanting allure of rags-to-riches stories. These narratives do more than just entertain. They offer a sliver of hope that with the right stroke of luck, anyone can leap from obscurity to opulence. However, when tales transition from scarcity to surfeit, not because of hard labor but through strategic investments, many of us can't help but feel a twinge of discontent. Observing the wealthy ascend to even greater heights of affluence, especially when their wealth is amassed from investments they don't directly own, strikes a chord of injustice in the hearts of many. This sentiment has cast a shadow over the realm of private equity, painting it in strokes of greed and selfishness. But how solid are these perceptions? Are the disdain and skepticism surrounding private equity truly warranted? The reality is the operations within private equity are enigmatic to the majority, concealed behind a veil of complexity and confidentiality. Furthermore, an intriguing paradox lies at the heart of this disdain. Many individuals unknowingly engage with private equity, irrespective of their investment portfolios, more intimately than they might realize. 2 and 20 by Sachin Khajuria serves as a revelatory journey into this clandestine world, peeling back the layers of secrecy that have long shrouded private equity. It's an exploration designed to demystify the essence of private equity, elucidating not only what it entails, but also the rigor and acumen required for one to thrive within its confines. Through this in-depth examination, the book aims to recalibrate our understanding and appreciation of private equity, challenging us to reconsider our preconceived notions about this vital yet misunderstood sector of the financial landscape. Part 1. The High-Stakes Game of Corporate Makeovers. Imagine tuning into your favorite house flipping show, where a couple transforms a dilapidated building into a sparkling jewel of the neighborhood, poised to rake in profits at the auction block. The transformation is mesmerizing, the gains lucrative. Now, take that concept and amplify its complexity and risk exponentially. Welcome to the world of private equity. To put it simply, private equity is the ultimate asset flip. But instead of distressed homes, we're dealing with entire companies, and the playing field involves millions, if not billions, of dollars. It is an investment strategy where the goal is not just to increase wealth, but to multiply it substantially. This might sound enticing, especially for individuals such as retirees, who rely on their savings and investments for a steady income stream post-retirement. They're on the lookout for opportunities that promise to expand their nest egg, and private equity seems to offer just that. However, it's important to understand the unique flavor of risk associated with this investment avenue. Let's delve into why private equity is particularly risky. First off, Entry into this market requires a substantial initial investment, far beyond what buying a couple of shares in the stock market would entail. This is because private equity typically involves taking over whole companies. More often than not, these are firms on the brink of bankruptcy, struggling to keep up with competitors, or failing to adapt to new technologies. Why would anyone consider investing in such precarious ventures, you might wonder? The answer lies in the potential for transformation. Private equity firms specialize in identifying these fallen angels, seeing beyond their present woes to what they could become with the right guidance and investment. Think of them as the corporate equivalent of those house flippers, turning a rundown property into a desirous asset. And when the timing is perfect, they sell off these rejuvenated companies for a considerable profit, benefiting themselves, the company, and crucially, the private investors they represent, such as pension funds. However, this is where the risks become starkly apparent. The substantial amount of money required, not just for acquisition, but for the rehabilitation of these companies, is often sourced from individuals living on a fixed income. Furthermore, unlike stocks, which you can sell off at a moment's notice, private equity investments lock your funds away for several years, the time deemed necessary to turn the company's fortunes around. There's also the looming risk that despite all efforts, the company does not reach the anticipated market value, leading to meager profits or even losses. Despite these risks, the allure of private equity remains undiminished for many. The prospect of lucrative returns and the thrill of betting on the underdog continue to draw investors and professionals to this high-stakes investment playground. Part 2: The Gold Rush of the Modern Era, Private Equity. The world of finance has always been filled with tales of wealth and success, but none quite capture the imagination like the meteoric rise of private equity. It's a sector that has transformed from an esoteric corner of the financial world into a dominating juggernaut, amassing a staggering $12 trillion in assets. That's trillion with a T, a figure so immense it boggles the mind. Over the next decade, this behemoth is projected to grow even further, potentially doubling in size once again. The ubiquity of private equity is such that its influence permeates our daily lives, often without our slightest awareness. Whether it's reshaping the dating app on your smartphone, acquiring the supermarket chain where you do your weekly grocery shopping, or leveraging your pension fund to acquire a media company, the reach of private equity is vast and often invisible. As the industry has ballooned, so too has the number of firms, with a select group of 12 titans, including Blackstone, with its $875 billion asset pool, leading the charge. These firms not only manage an enormous amount of money, but also shoulder a significant amount of responsibility to ensure their investments pay dividends for their clients. But what truly adds a layer of allure to the private equity sector is its distinctive compensation model, famously known as 2-and-20. This model entices partners at these firms with the promise of not only a base annual fee of 2% on managed capital, but also an enticing 20% cut of the profits generated. This lucrative setup means that the financial fortune of firm employees is directly tied to their ability to make successful investments, aligning their interests with those of their investors. Every triumph for the firm translates into personal wealth, explaining why so many in the industry find themselves multi-millionaires by their 40s. At first glance, it might appear that with such substantial assets under management, these firms would boast large teams, spreading the wealth thin. However, the reality is quite the opposite, and the reasons for this are far from what one might expect based on assumptions of greed. Part 3: Behind the Scenes, the Distinct World of Private Equity. Embark on a journey into the heart of a typical private equity firm, and you'll quickly realize you've stepped into a realm far removed from the hustle and bustle of Wall Street. This is where the financial elite carve out their legacies, in a space that is as exclusive as it is impactful. Let's strip away the aura of secrecy and take a closer look at what sets private equity apart from its more mainstream financial cousins. First off, the location of these firms speaks volumes about their status. Forget the iconic Wall Street. If we're talking Manhattan, think upscale neighborhoods bordering Central Park. Such prime locations not only lend a prestigious address, but also ensure that the view from the boardroom is nothing short of spectacular. Security is the watchword upon entering, underscoring the high stakes involved. In the cutthroat world of private equity, where confidentiality is paramount, even a whisper of strategy leaking to competitors could sabotage multi-million dollar deals. The emphasis on buying low and selling high means that every piece of information is guarded like a state secret. Stepping inside, you'll be struck by the atmosphere, quiet, focused, and oozing with an air of determination. The decor marries quality with functionality, and you're sure to notice the comprehensive kitchen facilities, hinting at the long hours spent in pursuit of the next big deal. Keeping staffers well-fed and caffeinated means there's no need for distractions or unnecessary breaks. The layout of the office further reflects the firm's operational philosophy. The founder's office, often the largest and most secluded, serves as the nerve center, where face-to-face meetings with partners are the preferred mode of communication, a nod to the premium placed on secrecy. Around 20 partners make up the core team, their open-door policy fostering an environment of transparency and cooperation among the firm's decision-makers. You may even catch snippets of earnest dialogue as they discuss potential investments. Close at hand, each partner is supported by a highly specialized deal team, typically comprising four members: an analyst, an associate, a junior partner, and a senior counsel. This lean team setup is tasked with dissecting a company's financial health down to the minutest detail, setting the stage for high-stakes deals worth billions. Operating with such a compact team offers dual benefits. It not only maximizes profit shares, but also enhances agility, allowing for swift, well-informed decisions that are critical in this fast-paced industry. The high level of responsibility resting on each team member's shoulders is palpable. In private equity, there's little room for error, with every decision carrying the weight of potential billion-dollar consequences. It's this intense pressure, combined with the promise of substantial rewards, that makes a career in private equity an exclusive domain for the exceptionally skilled and resolute. Part 4. The grueling path to becoming a private equity titan. Imagine embarking on a journey through the elite world of private equity, where only the most diligent and sharp-witted survive. Picture yourself as a newly minted associate in a prestigious firm, a position you've earned after enduring a grueling year-long selection process, marked by clandestine meetings with 20 of the industry's sharpest minds, all while juggling responsibilities at a high-flying job in financial analytics. This scenario isn't just a testament to your tenacity, but also a prelude to the demanding lifestyle that awaits. Welcome aboard and brace yourself. The grind doesn't ease up. In fact, it intensifies. The expectation? Long nights extending till midnight, weekends sacrificed at the altar of work, fueled by an insatiable ambition and a well-stocked office kitchen, your new best friend. Your initiation into the world is swift and unyielding. Assigned to scrutinize Food Mart, a once-thriving family-owned supermarket chain fallen victim to the pandemic and the digital revolution, you dive deep into a comprehensive analysis, evaluating everything from financial health to supply chain logistics. You emerge with an encyclopedic understanding of not just Food Mart, but the grocery sector at large. This meticulous research forms the cornerstone of a strategy aiming to revolutionize Food Mart from a struggling entity into a market sensation. This phase is exhilarating and fraught with intellectual sparring and rigorous validation. Every potential strategy undergoes a crucible of analysis, deliberated with a critical eye by your team, anticipating every conceivable challenge. The internal scrutiny your plans face from both senior partners and the firm's founder is nothing short of a battle, a test of wits and resilience where only the most robust and commercially viable plans survive. Victory tastes sweet when your team receives the green light and the arduous task of transforming Food Mart begins. Rebranded as FarmFresh, the chain undergoes a radical overhaul. From management shakeups to infrastructural facelifts, all streamlined towards delivering an unmatched shopping experience centered around fresh, organic produce. This strategic pivot not only captures the hearts and tastes of consumers, but also translates into an impressive 300% profit on the initial investment. Reflecting on this monumental achievement, orchestrated by a compact, fiercely dedicated team, you can't help but marvel at the efficacy and justness of the 2-in-20 compensation model. The long hours, the unyielding commitment, and the strategic acumen necessitated by the role culminate in a well-deserved, lucrative bonus. This journey through the trenches of private equity, marked by relentless work and strategic brilliance, resoundingly affirms the wealth and rewards that await at the pinnacle of this challenging yet immensely rewarding field. Final summary. In the high-stakes world of private equity, there's far more on the line than just the prospects of hefty profits. At the core of every investment decision lies a deep-seated responsibility to protect the interests of clients, whose futures, quite literally, hang in the balance. These aren't just faceless entities, they're retirees, individuals who have placed their trust and life savings into the hands of others, hoping it will sprout and provide for them in their golden years. They're paying top dollar for expertise and cunning in investment, and rightfully expect nothing short of success in return. This immense responsibility acts as a beacon, attracting only the most tenacious and savvy players to the private equity arena. These individuals are not merely content with playing it safe, they thrive on the thrill of navigating through fiscal mazes, identifying lucrative opportunities in the midst of apparent desolation, and making calculated yet bold moves. Their journey to success is paved with relentless effort, personal sacrifices, and an unwavering commitment to excellence. But lucrative returns, while compelling, only paint part of the picture. What truly cements the dedication of these professionals to the private equity world, even long after they've amassed personal fortunes, is the unparalleled sense of achievement derived from turning the tide of failing enterprises. Witnessing dormant potential being kindled into vibrant success stories is a reward in itself. It's about transforming crises into victories, benefiting not just the investors, but revitalizing entire communities and sectors in the process. In essence, private equity is not for the faint-hearted. It's a domain reserved for those who see beyond immediate challenges, who can envision and orchestrate remarkable turnarounds, ensuring that the trust placed in them by their clients, be it pensioners or institutional investors, is not just honored but exceeded. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.